And finally, today, we're going to revisit a story from NPR's American Anthem series. You hear the word anthem and you think of something big, something that unites listeners, a celebration, but also maybe something that challenges them. Aaron Copland's fanfare for The Common Man was composed in 1942, and since then, it has been heard everywhere, in movies, at sports events, political rallies, celebrations, and memorials. NPR's Mandalit del Barco looked into why this song continues to command so much attention.
Aaron Copland began his fanfare with dramatic percussion. It heralds something big, exciting, heroic. Then simple trumpet notes ascend.
It's a piece that feels like it was written by God and not by a human.
Jazz trumpet player and composer Terrence Blanchard.
Whenever I hear it, it stops me in my tracks. And it makes me reflect on the goodness of man, really. And I know that sounds corny for some, but it really makes me think about, at the end of the day, you know, most people in this country are good, God-fearing people. Honestly, that could have been our national anthem. It has that type of spirit to it.
By 1942, the U.S. had entered World War II, and composer Aaron Copland was inspired by a speech Vice President Henry A. Wallace gave to rally Americans.
Some have spoken of the American century. I say that the century on which we are entering, the century which will come into being after this war, can be and must be the century of the common man.
And the common man deserved a fanfare, Copland once said, remarking it was the common man, after all, who was doing all the dirty work in the war and the army.
I'm David Hollis, and I live in Hubbardsville, New York, and I'm the editor of Truckers News.
NPR asked listeners to reflect on Aaron Copland's fanfare.
You know, my dad worked for the public utility in Michigan. My mom worked a number of part-time blue-collar jobs. And they deserve to be exalted by a piece of music like that.
I'm Bill Fulmer. I live in DeWitt, Michigan, and I am retired from the State Department of Mental Health. And there are rich people and CEOs that are in the limelight, and they get a lot more attention. And it's easy to forget that it's the common man that is making everything work.
Fanfare for the Common Man has been performed for presidents to honor victims of September 11th, and it's been played in space.
Good morning, Endeavor, and a special good morning to you today, Eric.
Good morning to you, Shannon, and the rest of the team that supports us.
In 2008, NASA pilot Eric Bow chose it as wake-up music for his crew of astronauts on the space shuttle Endeavor.
What it made me think about is that, holy cow, I'm in space.
Bo says he first heard the fanfare when he was studying at the Air Force Academy. He calls it magical, like his voyages above the globe.
You're going around the planet once every 90 minutes and just looking at the Earth and how beautiful it is and the thin layer that we call the atmosphere that's protecting the planet, and then hearing this great music that goes with what's going on down below.
Back on Earth, Bob Dylan and the Rolling Stones have used the piece to open their concerts, and 1970s British progressive rockers Emerson, Lake, and Palmer came up with their own version.
The
Drummer Carl Palmer is the only living member of the band. He still plays the fanfare at shows. He says band leader Keith Emerson once met with Aaron Copland in Switzerland and played him the basic intro to ask for the composer's blessing.
And he thought it was okay. We were a little bit worried about playing to him the actual rock section of it, where we were ad-libbing and having some fun. When we did play him that version, that's the version he said he wanted to hear. And he said, at least you've done something different with it. That works for me. Go ahead, guys. I wish you the best of luck with it.
Composer Aaron Copland's fanfare for the common man has inspired other composers, and it has become a kind of national anthem for so-called common men and women.
My name is Lynn Gilbert, and I live in Bristol, Maine. My career was in IT for a utility company. And in spite of the current political landscape, I guess I still believe that there is an American dream of peace and prosperity for everyone. And music that soars and inspires like this piece does brings hope for the future. It's powerful, it's direct, and it's really just American. I love it. Thank you, Aaron Copland.
All of that in a piece that's under 4 minutes long. Mandalita El Barco, NPR News.